This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
The Volvo Ocean Race is scheduled to return to Newport in May of 2018. Again, the round-the-world sailing race is going to make Newport its only North American stop. The race, very, very popular last May, figures to be another big draw when it comes back. To talk about that, our guest is State Department of Environmental Management Director Janet Coit. Welcome back.
Thank you.
130,000 plus spectators, generating more than $47 million, according to state numbers. Must be happy to see that coming back.
Very excited to have it come back. The governor was very supportive of the race to begin with, and then part of an effort with state leaders and DEM and Sail Newport to attract it back. Really exciting news.
Well, this is a great return on investment, right? A few years ago, there were some improvements that were put into Fort Adams, along Pier, in an effort to try to get the America's Cup to come. And that really is paying off in a big way, right?
Yes. We have at Fort Adams a natural amphitheater, a beautiful historic state park, and now all of the infrastructure needed to attract events of this kind. So it's been really a great economic success. And we're thrilled that they're coming back, and we see this as a place that can continue to bring visitors and promote Rhode Island and be part of our successful economic comeback.
So it's really the reason for a lot of people being very happy about coming to Newport is the compactness of the watching the race, going to the village, and then, right close to downtown and all on the water, right? I mean, this is different than a lot of other places.
It is. We were told by the race organizers that this was the best North American stopover ever in the 42-year history of the race. And that was one of the features. We have a city in Newport that's excited about sailing, and we have a venue where you can see the race, go to the village, visit the fort, see the boats when they're berthed, and do it all in one compact location.
Talk about the new piers that have gone up in the Fort Adams area and how that relates to the, success of events like this.
So the fort now has a 240-foot new pier, and it's big enough. It was created to be long enough to host tall ships. So the Oliver Hazard Perry is berthed there, our own tall ship, and the Eagle and the Hermione, a French ship, came this summer. So it was designed so it would be long enough for tall ships, but also would have features where we could have races like this, America's Cup or the Volvo Ocean Race. So that makes, without that feature, it'd be very difficult to host races like this. And I have to say, I'm so proud of my DEM staff because we got that done under quite a time crunch and did it beautifully. So it was all in place in time for the race.
What role do you expect the DEM to play in May of 2018 for the Volvo race?
So this is a public-private partnership to be proud of. Sail Newport is a lessee, a tenant at our state park, and they've been the host who's done all the legwork to attract the race. They're known in the international sailing world. And then DEM is really the landlord and the stewards of the area. So we do a tremendous amount of security. We have park staff that are there practically round the clock, and we're making sure it's a safe, beautiful, inviting place. So we're integrally involved. In fact, the fact that a state asset can be used to host it simplifies things for the race.
Do you anticipate any more either upgrades or investments between now and when the Volvo Ocean Race returns?
We don't need any major capital investments to support the race when it comes back in 2018. Having said that, there may be some more electricity upgrades, if we had to use generators this time around, things that might be improved. And we learned a lot the first time around. So I think the race organizers talked about how successful this was for their VIP visitors, for business-to-business contacts. And now we have 2.5 years lead time before the next race. So I think we can make it even better.
So does that include maybe integrating the city of Newport itself a little bit more into the stop?
That's one of our goals, as well as the city of Providence. Thousands of hotel rooms were filled in Providence during the last race, and there was a water fire and some events, but we'd like to see more things reach to downtown Newport and to Providence and other parts of Rhode Island, because we had over 130,000 people come to visit, so that's a lot of new tourists.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're speaking with State Department of Environmental Management Director Janet Coit. Let's continue on that subject of relation between the Volvo event in Newport and the city of Providence. Might there be a ferry going back and forth or more kind of boating traffic?
So I love people asked us about traffic, and I'd love to see more people attend by water. So many thousands of people use the water shuttle from Parati Park in Newport to Fort Adams. But the idea of having shuttle from or ferry from Providence, I think, is a fantastic idea.
Because there used to be
one. There used to be one. And I think it's a visionary, great proposal for Rhode Island, getting people out. I mean, crisscrossing the bay and traveling by water.
You are the environmental folks around here. I was going to ask, any sense of the environmental impact on Fort Adams, Newport Harbor, the Lower Bay, from this event, with a lot of large crowds and even a lot of boaters?
So first, I think the fact that we have a beautiful bay to boat in is, of course, one of the features that attracts races like this. And one of the special aspects of the Volvo Ocean Race was we worked together, and I chaired the Sustainability Committee, to make it the greenest event we've ever had there. So from using biodiesel to not being able to bring in plastic water bottles to having an ocean summit on marine debris, we were pushing transit and biking, just all sorts of elements to make the race itself. And we had composting and recycling of all materials, as well as promoting local food. So the race itself was very green. In terms of the impact on the water, thousands of boats were on the water, and it was great to see. We hope that we're creating environmental stewards who care about the health of the oceans by doing things like this. So I think on balance, it's all upside.
Now, you said 130,000 people attend. Is there more? Is there room for more?
So our highest volume days were probably 15,000, slightly more, at the fort during one day. So that's more than the jazz or the folk festivals. But people did come and go throughout the day. So there is a capacity limit on any particular day. One of the things we've been thinking about, though, are more evening events after the races are done and more events before and after. So I think we could stretch out the length of the festivities.
At the fort or in the city?
We've been thinking about the fort, concerts at night and things that keep people there after the sun goes down. But again, trying to integrate it more. The city loved having it. And one of the things we heard from sailors and sponsors were that Newport loves sailing and its yachting history. There was a lot of excitement in the marine trade, so they felt very welcomed there. They didn't get lost, as you might in a bigger city.
As we wrap up, let me ask you, what's up with potential America's Cup competition?
Before I answer that, I just want to reiterate that having Volvo come back in 2018, super exciting around the world sailing race. So huge, huge announcement last week. We'd always love to see America's Cup come back to Newport, but I have nothing new to report on that.
And they're going to be in Bermuda the next race,
right?
Is that right?
And we had a tremendously successful World Series event at Newport, and I think we're well positioned to bring it back. Showcasing what we can do at events like Volvo are important to that, but there's nothing imminent.
Okay, thanks for speaking. Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management Director Janet Coit has been our guest for this Bottom Line.
Thank you.
Also, thanks again to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great to be here as always, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.